Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't wear watches. That's right, you heard me. I say real men don't wear watches. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Joe, what in the world are you talking about? Well, before I explain that statement, allow me to share with you from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Now, Jesus had just appeared to the disciples and had ascended into heaven, and Luke writes, starting in verse 1, he says, "The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen." Verse 3 continues, "To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God." Verse 4 reads, "Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised." And Jesus says this, "You heard from me," and starting in verse 5, "for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now." So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, "Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel?" And Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth." Now, after reading this particular passage, the Holy Spirit led me to focus on one particular verse, verse 7, when Jesus said, "It is not for you to know times or epochs," which means a definitive, fixed, or certain time, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." This is Jesus talking now. And he said, "You shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." Now, allow me to put this in context for you. Now, Jesus had just appeared to the apostles after his resurrection and was giving them final instructions and telling them about the Holy Spirit and how it would come to empower them. But in the verse right before it, in verse 6, after they were told to wait for what the Father had promised them, notice their response. "So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, 'Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel?'" Now think about it. They wanted to know, when was Jesus going to use his power to restore the kingdom of Israel? But Jesus told them, "It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority." Basically, Jesus was telling them, "Don't concern yourself with timing." In other words, take off your watches, boys, because God has already established and set the definitive time of all things based on his own authority, based on his own timetables, not ours. Now, I started this episode by saying real men don't wear watches because this passage of scripture really convicted me as a Christian, and I believe it convicts us as a church body as well. We as mature men, mature Christians, shouldn't struggle with God's timing, because we know that God is sovereign and his timing is perfect. Now, children should struggle with time because they're immature, but we as Christians shouldn't. Now, think about it. How many times have you promised your children or grandchildren, niece or nephew something, and within minutes or days they ask, "Dad, are you still going to give me X, Y, and Z? When, Daddy, when? Are you sure, Daddy? Are you going to do it now?" The younger the child, the more impatient they are. Now, that's why I was convicted by this passage, because I'm no longer a child. And I'm pretty familiar with God's promises, and he's never broken even one of them to me. But I still find myself asking immature questions concerning God's promises. Like, "So when is it going to happen? Why hasn't it happened yet? Did I make a mistake in hearing you, God?" Now, maybe it's just me, but my impatience with God often reveals my level of immaturity in Christ. See, Jesus never got ahead of God, and he was never too far behind that he couldn't catch up. He walked in step with the Father, so close that timing wasn't even a consideration. He just let the Father have his way with him and his life. It wasn't about what Jesus wanted, when he wanted it, or when was God going to do it. Jesus was more concerned about what God wanted him to do, how God wanted him to do it, and when God wanted him to do it. That's my constant challenge, not only as a man, but as a spiritual leader of my household. and the same one I'm giving you this week on The Real Men Check In. Take off your watch and stop asking God about when he's going to do something and start asking him these three questions instead. Ask him about his purpose. In other words, God, what do you want me to do? Ask him about his love. God, how can I do what you want me to do and do it in love? And ask him about his obedience. God, help me to do what you want me to do right now. Now, if we do this, God promises that the Holy Spirit will lead, teach, and guide us in all truth. We just need a heart that's bent towards and craves his obedience. See, timing is about control, but obedience is about submission and surrender to God who is in control. Because we know real men don't wear watches. So that's Real Men Check In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, you guys know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. Check this one out. This one comes from TimTam58. TimTam58 says, "This is a great podcast that covers a wide spectrum of what all men, regardless of their religious tradition, need to learn and know. I highly recommend regular listening, especially to young men who can learn much earlier and better than us middle/older men how to be a man and a leader." Thank you, Tim Tam, for that wonderful review. I really appreciate that. And guys, each week I try to share a different one and I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I just may end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us stay up in the rankings and exponentially grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you have to drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening and for making us the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.